This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that officials from the Hudson River Valley Greenway unveiled plans and took comments about their proposed Albany-Hudson Electric Trail at a public hearing March 28th at Ichabod Crane High School. The 35-mile bicycling and pedestrian trail running from Rensselaer County passes through Chatham, Kinderhook, Stuyvesant, Stockport, and Greenport to end just outside of Hudson and is scheduled to be complete in 2020. Officials from the Columbia Land Conservancy and the Columbia Economic Development Corporation were at the meeting to speak in favor of the trail, as did Kinderhook Village Mayor Jim Dunham. The public has until May to comment on the plan at www.ahettrail.org. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Dutchess County lawmakers did not pass a proposal making 21 the legal age for purchasing tobacco products, including electronic cigarettes. The measure failed by a 3-9 vote in committee April 5th. Legislator Joel Tyner did not argue that anyone who can join the military should also be allowed access to tobacco. He complained about the electronic cigarettes ban. Quote, "This is a demeaning slap in the face to them because this law says even if you're trying to transition off regular cigarettes and lower the nicotine level gradually, which a lot of people do, you can't do that. So I do have some issues," end quote, Tyner said. Quote, "I know there are some good thoughts and goals and high-minded ideals, but the devil is in the details," end quote. Read the full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website. John Campbell reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that New York state legislators are likely to get a pay raise soon. The legislators voted themselves the possibility of a raise in the $168 billion state budget approved last week. A 5-member commission must, by December 10th, decide whether lawmakers and top state officials get the pay increase, which would take effect January 1st, unless legislators vote to stop the raise. Currently, legislators make $79,500 plus up to $41,000 for leadership stipends. And since they're considered part-time, most hold outside jobs and make much more annually. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And Caro-Durham Elementary School has canceled classes Monday, April 9th, and other Caro-Durham schools will begin an hour later that day as the funeral of the Mamano family is held at Our Lady of Knock Shrine in East Durham. Nicholas Mamano, his wife Mary, and three of their grandchildren, all under the age of 12, died in the April 2nd fire on Route 145 in East Durham. The children's father, John Mamano, was in critical condition at the Clark Burn Center in Syracuse. Now, June 22nd, which was a superintendent's conference day, will be a full school day at the elementary school. Elementary school families can still drop students off for supervision on April 9th, with breakfast and lunch served. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.